can't just look away. The state ain't no family.
Are you sure these people want us?
The new movie Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot, now in theaters, tells the true story about a poor community in East Texas. Families of the town of Possum Trot, near the Louisiana border, eventually adopted 77 at-risk children. But as you'd probably expect, that process wasn't an easy one. The story begins with Donna Martin. She's a middle-aged pastor's wife grieving the loss of her mother. While praying one day, she sees a group of children and feels convicted that she and her husband, W.C., need to adopt some kids out of foster care. He isn't thrilled with the idea, but he comes around quickly once they adopt two children and then a third. Soon, W.C. becomes a passionate champion for adoption in his congregation. Eventually, 22 families take him up on the challenge of caring for children who have endured some terrible things. As I said, it's not easy for anyone, especially Donna and W.C., who adopt a third child who has experienced horrible abuse and is deeply wounded.
22 families want to adopt.
Whole town wants kids now.
That's about right.
What's happening with Possum Trot could mean a huge change for the system.
Some of that abuse is referenced verbally, and it's implied that the struggling teen girl has an illicit encounter with a high school boy. Other content, including a bit of language and violence, turns up too in this gritty PG-13 movie. This isn't likely a movie you'd take young children to, but Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot, offers a deeply inspiring true story for everyone else. So we're giving it a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio, and be sure to listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.